Welcome to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. My name is Russell Brunson, and I'm what you call a serial entrepreneur, but with a twist. You see, 50% of my time, I'm the CEO of ClickFunnels, helping over 100,000 brands to grow their companies with funnels. And the other 50% of my time, I'm actually in the trenches using ClickFunnels to grow the startups I believe in. During this podcast, I'll take you behind the scenes and show you how we are bootstrapping ClickFunnels and my other businesses from startup to nine figures and beyond. Welcome to the show. What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. Today, I am messaging you from inside of a cruise ship. My family and I just went on a... We're still on the cruise, actually, so I don't forget. We've had 3 days on shore, and today's a boat day, and we're all just kind of sunburned and tired and hanging out, so I thought I would jump on and say what's up to you guys. Also, it's kind of fun when you're on vacation and you're not constantly in the middle of the day-to-day grind, your mind starts wandering about other things, and I feel like your subconscious mind is able to give you more ideas and more insights, and so it's been a fun trip. A lot of cool things in my head. I also had a chance to read both of Jesse Itzler's books. One is called Living with a Seal. So like for 30 days he lived with David Goggins. That book is amazing. It's one of my new favorite books of all time. And then part two is Living with a Monk. The monk one was good, but the one with him living with David Goggins was insane. It was such a good book. If you're looking for a fun one, yeah, check out that book. Anyway, I actually want to talk to you today about something that I have fought for 20 years, and I'm finally repenting of my ways and changing my mind, mostly because I think we're in a situation where we kind of have to now. Let me explain. So obviously, you guys know that I am a big fan of paid ads. We spend, you know, multiple millions of dollars a month on paid ads. And forever, that was great. Like, we spend $1 million to make $5 million or whatever, you know, like, it was awesome. But over the last few years, ads have gotten more and more expensive. At a point where it's like, even our business, and I have a deep funnel, I've got a lot of back ends, we got continuity, we got high ticket, we got all these things, like, getting harder and harder and harder to make the numbers all work. And it's been fascinating is the people I know that are winning right now are people who are really good at the content game. In fact, in April, I'm flying out to go see two of them. Both of these guys are killing it. One of them's doing 8 figures a year, doesn't pay any ads. One's doing 9 figures a year, doesn't pay for a single ad. All through just organic content. And I fought it for a long time. It's like, you know, not that I'm fighting organic content. I'm all for that. But to really focus on it, I didn't understand it. In fact, it all started with a conversation I had with Rachel Hollis. And, you know, Rachel, when she wrote her book, Girl, Wash Your Face, she blew up and she was the biggest celebrity on the internet for a couple of years. And it's crazy. She was doing, you know, like the Russell Brunson stuff. She was doing events and speaking and you know, on world tour and writing more books. And, like, just crazy busy. And she even, you know, if you listen to her podcast or talk to her, she was, it was a lot to handle. And anyway... a couple of years ago, things kind of slowed down for her, and she was changing things around, and she told me, she's like, I've looked at all the stuff I was doing, and she's like, the thing I spent the least amount of time on was my podcast, but the thing that was making the most money was also my podcast. And so she's like, I decided just to double down on that. And so, and I'm not gonna lie, I didn't really understand that. Like, okay, like, how are you making money off your podcast, or how much, like, how, anyway, I didn't really click in my head, because for me, a podcast is a way to generate traffic to my funnels, right? In fact, everything for me, all content I put out there, the goal of it is to generate traffic to funnels. Right. And so she tells me she's focusing on that. I'm like, okay, that doesn't make sense. Like, she doesn't have a ton of offers out there. She wasn't doing events anymore. I'm like, this doesn't make sense. But that's kind of all it was. Then fast forward to a couple months later, we had Mastermind of Paradise in Mexico with all the 2CCXers and Inner Circle members. And that was awesome. And I had Kathy Yoder speak. And Kathy, she's someone who had a YouTube channel focusing on air fryers, how to cook with air fryers. And initially I saw her doing that and I knew she had some air fryer recipe books and I was like, oh, she's driving traffic from YouTube channel to Facebook. And I was like, do you want to speak it in Mastermind Paradise showing how you're doing that? She's like, sure, I'd love to. She came to Paradise and she showed the thing. And what I wasn't expecting is not only was she showing how much traffic she was getting to her funnels from these YouTube videos, she was showing the revenue that YouTube was paying her. Now, at the time, you have to understand, like, I had turned off revenue on all my YouTube videos because I'm like, no, like, and in fact, I'd always tell people this, I'm like, This is Russell now humbling himself. I'm like, if they can make more money off my audience than I can, then I don't deserve to be a marketer. In fact, I remember people trying to buy ads on my podcast back in the day and say the same thing. Like, if they can make more money off of my listeners than I can, then I don't deserve to be a marketer. And so I would never let people buy ads, which is, anyway, probably dumb, definitely dumb. But at the time, it seemed right, right? So I'm watching Kathy Yoder. She's showing the scene. She's making these videos in her kitchen that she's, you know, do you use her air fryer? And she showed, like, month one, I made, like, $50. Month two, I made $300. Month four, I made $1,000. You know, like, I got up and then got to the point where, like, every video she was posting, she's making, like, 30 to 50 grand for every video she's posting. And all of a sudden, I was like, holy cow. She posts a video. Instead of buying ads to get people watching it, she posts the video for free. It gets, you know, 1 million views or, 200,000 views, whatever it is. And I'm like, she got paid 20, 30 grand for that video. Plus, the video still drove traffic to her funnel. And I was like, that's so fascinating. Like, right now, everything I do is I spend money and I get people to my funnel. She's producing free content. She gets paid for that content. And then it sends people to her funnel, right? Seems like a better way to do business, right? This again, I hear her say that, and I'm like, that's cool, but I don't really do much, right? So back at Funnel Hacking Live, she comes back and she speaks and does the same presentation. And once again, I'm like, gosh, I need to start my YouTube channel. So I decided to go all on YouTube. Actually, hired Daryl Eves. He flew out for a day and trained me on some YouTube stuff, which was awesome. And worked this team, and we started doing our YouTube channel. And we, you know, if you follow me on YouTube, in fact, if you don't, go to YouTube.com and search Russell Brunson. Go watch a bunch of my videos. But we started, you know, consistently producing videos. And so we went and spent a whole bunch of time filming them. And we got, like, I don't know, 15, 20 videos in the queue. And then we launched the channel. And so we launched it in January. We launched 4 videos, February. Anyway, it's funny because January, I only made, I think I made $1,000. Like, ooh. but we got a bunch of, you know, traffic to our funnels, which is good. So I got paid, got traffic to our funnels. February, it doubled to $2,000, right? $2,000 of ad revenue, bunch of people funnels. Like, okay, this is working. And now we're in March right now, and it's gone up even more. And this is similar to Kathy's. You watched hers. It was like little bits, and all of a sudden, like, within 5 or 6 months, it was like, it was crazy money, right? It got to the point where, like, you should post more videos. You should post 2 videos a day, or 2 videos a week, then 3 videos a week. Anyway, and so we go to YouTube, and I'm still not quite getting it all, but I'm like, this is cool. Like, you know, I'm making money to get traffic as opposed to paying money to get traffic. And so, anyway, so we're doing a YouTube strategy and focusing on it. And then I talked to one of my friends. I can't mention their names, so I talk about their stats, but they have a really good podcast. And one of their sponsors alone was paying them $80,000 a month for this person. I'm going to be careful that I don't get in trouble disclosing them or their income, but $80,000 a month to mention them on their podcast once a week. And I was like, what? How is that even possible? So I asked this person, and they said, oh, well, here's an agency. You know, there's a lot of them out there, but you hire this agency and they'll sell ads for you. I'm like, okay. So I hired this agency, or I talked to the agency, and I'm still kind of fighting it a little bit. You know, I got my podcast, which is, you know, most of the episodes are 20 minutes long and there's no ads ever. And they made this proposal for me, and I looked at it, I'm like, I didn't really get it. And then the owner of the company, very wisely, made a video like, Russell, let me explain to you how this works. You obviously have a thick head. Let me explain this whole process. And so showed me, said, look, right now, and they basically told me, like, the person whose podcast I'm not going to mention the name of, they were getting, I think, like 800,000 downloads a month, right? Which is awesome. And I was looking at mine gets, I don't even know, 100,000+ downloads a month, right? So 1/8 of this other person's. They said, well, a couple problems. Number one is your podcast is only 20 minutes long, and so we can't sell many ads in there. So you have to increase it to at least 30 minutes, because then we can have like a pre-roll ad, a mid-roll ad, and a post-roll ad if you're at 30 minutes. And they said, based on your numbers right now, you know, if you increase anything, you'd make, I can't remember what it was, like, I don't even know, 15, 20 grand, 30 grand, something like that, 20, 30 grand a month or something. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm like, that's not, you know, it's not horrible, but it's something to like get y'all excited about. But then she said, no, look, right now, you're doing once a week. Now, if you would go and do it twice a week, all of a sudden you go from 100,000 downloads a month to 200,000 downloads a month, and you just doubled your income by doing 2 podcasts. And so now each of your podcasts is 30 minutes. It means we only have, you know, those 3 ad spots. But if you were to increase it to 60 minutes per episode, if you increase 60 minutes per episode, now all of a sudden we can sell, you know, whatever, it's 6 ad spots or 5 ad spots, and now your income doubles again. So from going from 1 20-minute show to 2 60-minute shows, I go from whatever 30 grand I can't remember the number top head, but like $120,000 a month on the podcast. And that's like if I don't grow it. And it's like now let's say you focus on actually growing the podcast and buying ads too and doing all these different things. Then you go from, because if we go from 100,000 a month, then we go twice a month, now it's 200,000, or twice a week, sorry, post, now it's 200,000 downloads. You start buying ads, so you get to like 400,000 downloads. And then also just like the revenue starts going crazy. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And also like the things start clicking in my head. I was like, that's what Rachel Hollis is doing. I'm like, she went from having a podcast once a week that was like, you know, 30 minutes to now hers an hour, but she does hers 5 days a week now. I was like, 5 days a week. That means she's able to get five times the impressions, and the people who are buying ads are buying based on impression. And then Rachel also launched a morning show. She has a 30-minute morning show and an hour-long afternoon show. She has two shows a day happening, right? And all that's happening, she's getting paid on the CPM for all these ads. And I have no idea how many downloads she gets, but I'm doing the math, and she's probably making, who knows? Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. But my guess is 7 figures a month or more just on ad revenue from the podcast that she records probably one day a week and just records all of them, you know? And I was like, oh my gosh, I missed it. Like, that makes so much sense. And then I started just thinking about that. I'm like, and that's my podcast, right? Like, now if I start focusing on that, if I'm getting, you know, 400,000 or 500,000 downloads a month, it's all traffic now that I can be pushing back in my funnels, and I'm getting paid for that, right? No longer am I paying for these ads. I'm getting paid to create stuff, right? Like, how's that change? If all of a sudden, instead of me going out and spending 30 grand this month on podcast ads, instead I get paid 30 grand to promote, you know, and then to do my podcast, like, how's that change the metrics of your business? Like, it changes them dramatically. Look at Hormozi. Hormozi spent 2 years building up his organic traffic, and then when he did his first virtual event or whatever, he had 500,000 people registered for free. Like, that's crazy. If I was to pay to get 500,000 people to register for an event, I mean, I'm looking at, you know, $3 to $5 per opt-in, probably more than that, times 500,000. Like, it's a $4 or $5 million ad spend to do what he did for free, because he'd spent 2 years doing this organic free content and focusing on it. I started getting, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the key. And so I'm looking at now where it's like YouTube, like I want to produce, you know, instead of one video a week, or if I did 2 videos a week, what if I did 5 videos a week? Looking at one of my friends, Andy Elliott, like he posts a video every single day, like consistently day after day after day. And you look at that with the, you know, the CPM that's happening, it's crazy. So I'll explain this part, because I think, I didn't understand this part, but advertisers pay for CPM, right? So if you have 1,000 listeners, that's an M, right? So cost per million, or cost per 1,000, CPM. That was always the thing that I struggled with. I was like, well, who would pay to be on Marketing Secrets Podcast? Who would pay to be on whatever? And it's like, the brands that are on here, if you listen to them, it's Geico, it's Apple Pay, it's Lexus, it's Tesla. Like, it's these big brands who aren't direct response advertisers. They're just looking for CPM. And so if you've got the right demographic and the right numbers, like, they'll pay you for it. So to hear how this works, like, go and listen to Rachel Hollis's podcast. Go listen to Tom Bilyeu's. Go listen to, just listen to these podcasts. And then notice, like, Tom Bilyeu's, he'll start with, like, 2 minutes of ad roll at the beginning of the podcast. And in the middle of the podcast, there's ad roll. And at the very end, and listen to the companies who are buying it. Like, they're all big companies who are buying on CPM. And if, you know, you get the CPM, they pay for the ads, and it fills it all up, right? You look at, on YouTube, you get more targeting where people are buying based on different offers and funnels a lot of times. But still, at the same time, there's big brands that your ads are showing up on. And so that's kind of the key with it. So anyway, it's really, really fascinating. So for me, my whole focus now is like, how do I get paid to do all these things? So even our email newsletter, there's companies now are finding that you can put a block inside your email newsletter and then they'll literally just like place the ads in your newsletter for you, same thing as CPM. So it's like based on how many impressions you get, that's how much you get paid for every, you know, for the ads in the newsletter. Like, it's crazy. So I'm looking at like flipping everything around from me buying ads on Facebook, Google, Instagram, you know, all the stuff we're doing to like, how do I flip around? How do I get paid on the podcast platform? How do I get paid on YouTube? How do I get paid in email? How do I get paid in everything? So that I'm getting paid to produce these things versus me paying to place them out there. Does that make sense? Anyway, so it's kind of a fascinating thing I want you guys to think through. It's a big mindset shift that I'm having on my side. And obviously it takes more time. Like Facebook ads, you flip a switch and all of a sudden you get it. You know, YouTube, like, you got to build an audience. You got to spend some time. You got to keep putting things out there. But if you're consistent for, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years, like, imagine what could be possible, right? Again, like, Hormozi spent 2 years. He went from owning gyms, like, very small following of just gym owners, to 2 years of really hardcore content. And now you look at his followings, all these things, and it's crazy, right? So anyway, that's just something to kind of think about, like getting paid to get to run ads versus paying to run ads. When I was in college, I bought a domain name. I don't know if I still have it or not, but it's called sellingspace.com. And I remember I was sitting in college thinking about, like, I'm in this class, and I'm going to have to pay to be in class. I had to pay for my books. I had to pay for everything. And I'm literally looking around the walls. All the walls in my classrooms were empty. There's, like, white walls. I was like, you could pay, like, advertisers would pay. Like, Taco Bell would pay to put a banner ad in here. So all the kids are hungry and lunch and want to go Taco Bell. Like, you could sell space. I'm like, and I started thinking, like, you sell space anywhere. Like, on your website, like, you have a blog, and there's this side spot of, like, sell that space. And so, like, I was going to do a course way back 10 years ago called Selling Space, but I never actually created that. But same concept, like, you create eyeballs, and then you sell space inside that eyeballs. Like, that's the big aha, the big takeaway. So anyway, you're going to notice that the Marketing Secrets podcast in the very near future will shift from a 20-minute show to probably a 30 or 60-minute show. You'll notice I'll be going from once a week to at least twice a week, and maybe eventually more, depending how well it goes. And these are the reasons why. Because Geico wants to pay me to share some stuff with you, so I'm going to share some stuff with you, right? And so we'll focus more time and energy. Like Rachel Hall said, like, now, like, the podcast becomes the main focus because of that. Like, it's just fascinating. YouTube videos become the main focus. Like, all these things become the core focus. And so I'm going to spend more time and energy and effort creating this content and really producing it so that I can get more CPMs and get more eyeballs shown, and I get free traffic and get paid for that traffic. It's better than free traffic. You can pay to drive traffic to your funnels, which is insane. So anyway, I think this is the biggest, for me personally, biggest insight on traffic I've had in the last 10 years. Like, it's just crazy. You know, traffic secrets, I should write a bonus chapter, part two or something. It's like how to get paid to get traffic. Like just going back in time, thinking about that, like what an important thing that I missed all these years. So anyway, thank you for all the people who are smarter than me who've been doing this for a long time. Thank you, Russell, for finally paying attention to it. And I'm really excited, especially for me. I don't know about you, but like, I've got a big company, tons of staff. So when I do stuff, like, I don't get paid that money directly. It goes into my company, and then I get paid, you know, at the end of the day. But with these things, I kind of shift around where it's like, I'm the content producer. Like, I should get paid up front. So the revenue coming from the podcast, revenue coming from YouTube videos should come to me directly after paying the costs of the people who are producing all the stuff, right? Becomes me, and that, like, gives me incentive for me to focus on creating really good content, right? Like, wherever you get paid is where you're going to focus your time. So if I'm getting paid the money from creating courses, I'm creating courses, I get paid for webinars, I'm doing webinars, I'm getting paid to create content, like, it's no longer going to be an afterthought. It's going to be the thought, right? It's going to be the core thing of, like, man, if I get paid $20,000 to make this video today, like, I'm going to go make a really good video. I'm going to make two videos. You know what I mean? So that's the thing to start focusing on and thinking about. So anyway, there's a big insight. Hopefully it helps you guys. It's where my mind's at right now, and I'm so excited. I can't even sleep. I'm so excited about this whole concept. And I realize for me, it's going to be, you know, probably a year period to really build it up to the spot where it's significant revenue. But in a year from now, like, that'll be coming to me because I'm creating content, because I'm driving traffic to my funnels. It's crazy. And so, yes, maybe it's going to take you 2 years. But man, think about 2 years ago, where are you at? If you would have started this 2 years ago, like right now, imagine getting paid all this money for producing the content that's driving traffic into your funnels anyway. Like, it's insane. It's exciting. Anyway, so Selling Space. Maybe we'll call it that. I don't even know. I hope this helps you guys out. And yeah, I'm excited for these newer podcast episodes. I'm also launching a second podcast because, you know, might as well. And I recorded the first two episodes before we left on the cruise, and they are awesome. I'm really excited for them. Anyway, so much fun stuff coming up. So, all right, appreciate you guys all. Thanks for listening in, and talk to you guys all soon. Bye, everybody.